This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Diane Landon. Diane, how are you doing this evening?
Fine.
Okay, so what year were you born and in what city?
43, Galion, Ohio.
Galion, Ohio. All right. So, Diane, what was the path that brought you to St. Joan of Arc from Ohio?
I married a guy who had expected to make the military his career, and we got married in Massachusetts. We lived in Germany, and when he was getting discharged, he got a job offer in Indiana, so that's how we ended up here.
Well, how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
I grew up in a period of time when you were assigned your parishes, so I expected that, and St. Joan of Arc was the closest one.
Okay. So what was it like the first time you walked into the church? What did you think about the church, and what were some specific things that you were kind of drawn to that stood out?
Well, I was familiar with basilica architecture. Just was similar to what I had grown up with. And actually, the first time I think I actually went into the church was for the baptism of my baby. I was expecting my third child when we moved to Indiana. And because my husband was gone most of the time and I really didn't know my way around, I had called the church office and got registered and all, but I don't remember if I actually went to church before the baptism.
Okay.
So my son was baptized here. I think Sweeney was the priest at the time. Very nice. Everybody was nice. The receptionist, when I phoned in to join the church and schedule a baptism, one of the first questions was, do you attend church regularly? And I said, well, normally, but I haven't gone during my pregnancy since I moved here. And she kind of laughed and said, yeah, it's a bit difficult when you're expecting. So everybody was just nice and understanding. I can't remember right away. I know that Father Sweeney made it a point to get me involved in the women's club, and there was another family. At that time, I lived on the east side of college, and most people lived on the west side. But there was another family with a young mother that he thought we could give each other some support. I don't remember her name now at all, but I think he made an effort to make sure his parishioners were comfortable.
Sure.
And there was a lot of things going on at the church at that time to get involved in. And so that was kind of like the next many years of my life. Then when we had, when my oldest was a teenager, she was going to church at St. Thomas, and my husband insisted we were all going to go to the same church. So for a few years, we were registered at St. Thomas. And then at that time, I was living across the street from Joan of Arc. So once the kids were fairly grown and my husband had been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, I switched back to Joan of Arc because it's just a very comfortable church. Like I said, it's similar to what I grew up and knew for a Catholic church.
And what was your husband's name and your kids' names?
My husband's name was Richard, and he was baptized at Joan of Arc. He was a convert. He was Richard Clayton. The baby was Richard Ian. He was our third child. My two daughters, the first was born in Massachusetts. She's Angela. The second one was born in Germany. She's Gabrielle. And all of the names are family names carried on for generations.
That's beautiful. So what's some of your favorite moments, and also what did you get involved in helping at the church?
The Women's Club did a lot of activity. We had a pitch-in every month. We supplied dishes and dinners when Father was entertaining. Not entertaining as in entertainment, but church business, when he would be meeting with other priests and have them to dinner. I don't even remember what that was called. We had what was called a blood bank, where we had people registered to donate blood, and I kept the records for that for a very long time. We financed some of the school through doing research for Walker Research instead of us personally getting paid for studies. The money went to the school, I think it was, not the church. But that was another thing that was kind of set up through the women's group. It's kind of a joke in the family. I never bought a box of cereal. We got it all from Walker Research.
Wow.
So kids get to test all kinds of cereals from Walker Research. Trying to remember what all. There was, I think it was the Feast of St. Joan of Arc in May. There would be a day when the school kids would have like a athletic day at a park, and we chaperoned that. There was a learning center in the school, and I served time helping out with that. Oh, that's just so many things.
That's fine. So who would be a few people you were able to kind of work with on these different groups or committees that you'd like to just give a little bit of appreciation to for their efforts?
Well, most of them have, long before I did, moved away from Joan of Arc. Kathy Church was a good friend of mine. We spent a lot of time together. Cece Scherfick was another one. I think it was on Fridays we cleaned the church, and then Cece and I would go out for lunch or coffee or something. And not just she and I, but there were other people cleaning the church. The Yadens, and most important was Mrs. Crosland. Everybody on earth would know Mrs. Crosland. She was probably, of all the people I met in Indiana, the one who was most welcoming. And if you talk to any of her children or their friends, that's the kind of family they were. They just collected us all in, and we all became part of the family.
That's beautiful. So if you were going to describe to a new family that hadn't been to St. Joan of Arc, what would you say to them as far as what they could expect, and just in general, how would you describe it?
Oh, one more thing, back up, I'm sorry. One of the big things we did was a rummage sale every year that grew into a kind of a market with different booths we could rent and sell things. And that grew into the French Market, which now brings in a big pile of money every year for Joan of Arc. And I think it's just been beautiful to watch how it grew and developed. And as to what people could expect, a great school, a lot of supportiveness, a lot of activities to get into. I especially enjoy I think it's like Advent and Lent, at least twice a year. Father Guy is a wonderful teacher, and I really enjoyed the lessons he would do twice a year. And I really now appreciate that they're recording Mass and his lessons and having them available to, like me, I'm shut in, but I can put them up on my TV and watch them and feel like I'm there.
That is great. That's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before I close this out?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, Diana, I thank you for sharing another parish. We'll love hearing your insights. And I think you've been around for a while, so you've seen a lot of change, but it sounds like everything's pretty much moving in a really positive direction.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll just stay on the line for a second. I'm going to close this out.
Okay.